Welcome to the CD show.
All right, so do you want to do the intro for this one?
Hey, hey, how you doing? On today's podcast, it's I, Cherway.
And it's me, Uchenna.
And this is, what's that name again?
The CD show! Oh my God, you know what? I've actually been rethinking our name because, like, I feel like our name should have to do like, with, like, something that we do, like, something funky, something funny. Because
no,
I feel
we can't rename. This is the fifth time we've renamed ourselves.
Well, I feel like the CU show just makes it seem like we talk about ourselves and we talk about, like...
We do.
I mean, we do, but we mainly do, like, anime, film, and TV reviews. But we don't really always talk about ourselves. I mean, lately, like, the episodes that we've dropped lately are the Never Have I Ever. And Easy didn't come out, no.
You didn't put that out on him.
No. So the issue with Easy is I don't seem to be able to put them together in a way that makes sense. Like, I can put episode 1, 2, 3 and then maybe just jump to the end, but then it will be too long. It will be like 2 hours.
Okay, so with that, I feel like we can do like 2 postings a month. So one was like in-depth, and we can do like an in-depth review, like we go episode by episode. Oh, what have I done? Episode by episode, some sort of thing. So,
and have that drop every,
like, a Monday or Friday. So we have like one drop on Monday and then our main hostings on Wednesday. So it's like...
Okay, all right. I can
that
I
way
can go
it's
into
not,
that.
You're not skipping anything. It's just before like Easy Part 1. So
Easy Part 2, Easy Part 3.
Yeah,
okay,
so they,
okay,
they
okay.
Literally like... So like they're watching it with us week by week. Like,
yeah.
So on this week's episode, we reviewed episode 1.
Okay,
how
I got
you doing?
You. So like the episode per episode ones would drop on Mondays.
Yeah. But you know what I think we can do that with?
What?
Money Heist or Good Girl, because they are such a good series and I don't know why you haven't finished them yet.
Okay, so I started watching Good Girls and I just stopped because I think the internet is weird. Maybe I should just kind of block that bit out because everyone is shipping this, the guy in Graceland, the bad guy, the gangster.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the blonde girl.
Yes, the blonde woman. No, she's redhead. Isn't she a redhead? Oh, I think she's a redhead in real life, but she's blonde in the series.
Okay.
Christina. What's her name? Betty?
Beth.
Sure. Yes. And it's a bit weird. I don't like... Like, when you go and search on the internet or on YouTube, you just see, like, ships of them. And at the point where I was, the relationship that they had was... I mean, I guess you can see the romantic side of it. But
are you on season 1?
I think, yeah.
And that's what you're judging it on?
Yes, absolutely. And I think I stopped watching from like mid-season 2. Yeah, I stopped watching from mid-season 2.
She grows out of that eventually. She realises that she can't be in love with a gangster that's trying to kill her.
Yeah, well, they're taking it, they're begging it too much. I can't.
Okay, so
I don't know if I can finish it.
Good Girl's gone. Money Heist.
I just never got into Money Heist. I've never watched it. Everyone says it's great, and
okay,
I kind of know
Waters.
The story behind it, but I just can't be asked.
Blood and Water.
No, I'm never gonna watch that. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like something that I would watch.
Have you even tried?
I'm not gonna try.
I mean, your sister liked it too.
Yeah, that's her. We don't. We're not always into the same thing.
Have I got more in common with your sister than I have with you?
Probably.
Maybe I made friends with the wrong person.
I am hurt by this notion. Yeah, no, it's not really my thing. I can't... I wouldn't say it's not really my thing. I think lately, I rebuke or I reject everything that was tried to like make me have an emotional reaction to it. I'm not interested. Thank you. That's kind of where I'm at.
So romance is your issue with things?
Actually, I actually have that as a topic that we could talk about. Like on the other one, my issue with romanticism, I have a big issue with it. I just, why does everything have to be romanticized? Like, why? I could just like it because I fucking like it, not because it's like cute and all romantic or it makes me feel all gooey and shit inside. Sorry.
And what is this for? You or your name? What's romanticized? I want to know where this is going to come up in topic. Is this going to be in you or in your name?
I'm just saying, like, they, every single thing, there's a ship. Every single thing, there's a, like, there's like a, they romanticize abuse or, like, not, well, not physical abuse, but like verbal abuse. They romanticize going to school. Going to school is not like what it is on TV. Like, I get it, they need to make it like,
what are you talking about, Sex Education? That's a good season. The new one's out, so.
Yeah, you know, again, I watched season one, halfway through season two, I'm done. I'm never going to watch it again.
Really?
Yeah, like, they just long everything out. And it's, oh, it's unnecessary. They should have just ended at season one and that's it. I'm sorry, like, that's what I think. I couldn't, I don't know. Maybe that's just me and my whatever isms. But anyway, let's get into this episode because we need to get started. So.
On today's episode, we are talking about the series You, season one or season two?
I thought we were going to do both.
Have you caught up to season two?
Oh, absolutely.
Because the way we're talking, you only get halfway through things.
I like you. I like you very
season
much.
Season three is dropping in October.
Yes, it is.
But you know.
And so we decided to jump in before it started, right? Yeah, so that we can then do, like, season three. You know, that is one that we can do episode by episode.
That's fair, because the way, like, Netflix have been dropping things, they've been dropping, like, four episodes. Wait until, like, 2 weeks to drop the next four episodes.
You know, Netflix is begging it right now. What is that about?
I was like, yo, you know you're a streaming platform. You know, right? You're not TV.
You're not live TV. You're there because we want to watch everything at the same time.
I feel like you forgot your core principle of, instant, like, the binge watchers. That's who you're there for.
Exactly.
The binge.
Instant gratification, bitch. That's why we are there. That's why I love Amazon so much. When I want something and I want it the next day, I don't care how much it is. I want it the next day and I'm going to get it. And I know it's not good. And I know it's consumerism and it's the bad side of consumerism, but I don't care.
It's each their own, mate.
Okay, so you, Joe Goldberg. How are we going to start this one? Because this one is loaded.
Okay. Before we get into, like, an in-depth review, what did you like and what did you not like? Okay. As a general, not in-depth.
Yeah, just general, I know. In general. I like to be really deep, I'm sorry. In general, I like his self-awareness and his non-self-awareness. I like his duality. Simple. Let's just say that.
Duality.
His duality.
So that's your top point on Joe, not the series itself.
Not the series itself, just Joe. So were you...
I talked about the series.
Okay, I like Joe. Joe is what I like about the series. How about you?
I don't know. Because though Joe makes a series, like, he makes the series.
Yeah.
It's hard to root for a killer, you know? You know, it's one of those things, like, his reasoning is good, but the way he's going about things, it's questionable.
Very questionable.
I mean,
very, very questionable. I feel like a lot of his actions in season one, you come to know who he is and why he does the things he does with the flashback into his childhood. Which I think was a great introduction, and the way they even introduced it was amazing as well. I really liked it. But I think that it's not like I'm rooting for him. It's more I am curious about how he can convince himself that he's doing this for them. So I noticed a little theme in you. So when he kills someone and he kills them for other people, or he justifies that he's killing them for someone else, he doesn't have flashbacks. He has no regrets whatsoever.
Well, there's no remorse.
Yeah, he has no remorse. However, when he thinks he's killed or he has killed someone for his own benefit, like Beck and the other girl, what's her name? Because in season one, he thought he killed Candace. He saw them. Does that make sense? He felt some kind of remorse towards that. But he was killing them for himself.
But you have to remember these girls he's had a romantic relationship with. It's yeah. different. So he's formed an attachment to them. So when he does kill them or attempts to kill them, it hurts him because in his head he was like, "You're meant to be my it girl.
Yeah,
like,
you're meant to be the one. And you're not the
and
one."
And then they disappoint him, and then he's like, well, I'm trying to give you the best out of life. And you know,
but here's the thing, though. If they had disappointed him, he would have let them go and not killed them. Actually, no. It would have just ended up like Candace, innit? Because Candace left him, but he didn't want to leave that relationship. No. Because he only allowed Beck to go because he knew that they were going to... He knew, in quote, end quote, that they were going to be together eventually. So that's why he dated the other girl, because she was a means to an end. Because he listened to her therapy session and he was like, okay, we need a break. You need your space. You need me to give you your space.
Mm.
And he did that, but with the intention of them getting back together anyway. And he always manages to convince himself that he's doing it for them. He has this plan, this elaborate plan in his head, and he actually actualizes it. I think that's why I like him. Because he has this dream, he meets this girl, and he actualizes his dream. The way he goes about it is creepy and toxic. But when you think about it, say you meet someone in a club, and you want to get to know them, you would pretty much do everything that in your power to get to know them and to talk to them and to see what they're about, right? And that's what he did, and he just took it like way too far. Oh, you don't think so?
I mean.
Or what were your issues with Joe? Let's start with that one.
Okay, so when we meet Joe, we meet him at the library or the bookstore where he works at.
Yeah.
And so then he does this intro where he sees this girl. He reads them. He's like, "You're wearing this and this, so that means you're this kind of person." Mm. And he was like, "Oh, you look like the same book as me. That means it must be fate." I'm like, "The fuck." It's a book. It's not fate. You just have similar interests.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's, I guess it's a fixation that I don't like, and the forcefulness of it.
Like, if you don't like me back, I will make you like me. I will make you
like
the man that I am. Yeah.
It's the fixation of it. It's like
I will become the man that you want. I think it's that's not even really like
become the man that I want. He's like, he makes it seem like everything around you is disastrous. Because if you look at Beck. She had her friends and she had her family, mm-hmm. and then she told Beck, your friends are too possessive, they're not giving you enough time to do your thing.
But that wasn't a lie, though. That was true,
but it was caused isolation. Like, she had to depend on him, and then he became his main source of like friendship and companionship, and then from that it grew into a natural relationship, because she was like, oh, you're not that...
Not necessarily, because she had Blythe. Well, to be honest, Blythe is very pretentious, but she had Blythe. And she had the other guy. She still had her friends still, but...
No.
Those friends weren't good. I am of the opinion
At one point, he did actually isolate her. Like, she didn't meet them as often, because... Don't forget, he ends up... hitting the guys on the head and trapping him, so she didn't... Like, Beck couldn't contact him anymore.
That's different. It's not, he didn't intentionally do that so that he could isolate her.
I think it was because he was jealous. He was jealous that there was another guy that she was giving her attention to, that she want, like, he, because remember, at this point he'd just seen them having sex, and she was like,
no, I don't think so, because she slept with like two other guys or one other guy before they got together, and he was fine with that.
I think it's because that was her main guy. Like, that was her actual ex-boyfriend.
No, it's because he had the opinion that Benji was toxic. And he was. He wasn't good for her mental health, but she kept going back to him. But the point is, he didn't have the right to do what he did. That's it.
Very true.
But he didn't have the right to do what he did at all. But let's be honest, she was intentionally sabotaging herself. Like, she knew the right things to do. She knew that Benji wasn't good for her. She knew that her friend requested or required way too much that she could give. And she knew that the friends she had around her weren't good for her. But she still did it anyway. And that's on her. That's not on Joe. But Joe took it on himself to fix that about her because he thought he didn't like her friends. But I didn't know that he intentionally isolated her because he even like watched The Bachelor or like watched the something with them. And he tried to be involved in their friendship and their lives. So I don't think he wanted to isolate her at all. Because while he's a very conscious murderer, to say.
Too conscious.
He realizes the need that she would need friends and they don't have to be together all the time. I think he might have even said it like at some point. So he's very aware. And I don't think he would try to intentionally isolate her from her friends. He might be of the opinion that she needs new friends, but he wouldn't isolate her. He killed Benji because Benji was a dick. And Benji messed with his plans, and that's it. And yeah, he couldn't trust Benji at all. Question. If you were Joe, would you have killed Salinger?
See again.
Salinger is the friend. Beckylicious. The rich friend.
Oh, her?
Is her name Salinger? I don't remember her first name. I just remember her name. And I meant Peach. Peachy's Peach.
Peach.
Yeah. Anyways, so what did you think about her friends? Beck's friends. We'll move on to season two soon, but Beck in specifically, what did you think about her friends? Good or bad?
A mixture of both.
I liked Peach. And I feel like that was why she had to go.
Why?
Peach was the normal one. Was actually the one that could take her away from him. Eventually. If she didn't, you know, had to. If she wasn't killed, she could have found a way. Because she was going to take her to Paris anyway.
Mm.
And Peach, in her fucked up way, decided that the way to do that was to make her cheat on Joe and feel guilty and fly out of the country and not deal with the consequences. But I feel like she has this image of Beck in her head because obviously she's in love with her. Like Joe, she's a bit creepy. So if she wanted to make Beck hers, she would have found her way around it, like Joe did. And that's why I feel like she had to go.
I don't think she would have met Beck hers.
No, she wouldn't, because obviously her parents, she's a Salinger, apparently.
Not even that, Beck wasn't into her. She had drawn a line. As in, friendship.
True. That is true.
The most you can get is a friendship with a threesome.
No, I didn't mean hers in like a romantic way. I meant like if she wanted to make Beck like leave Joe and actually wanted to take Beck away and make her a little plaything. Not plaything, but like best friend. She could.
I mean, they were best friends anyway.
Like, best friends to the point that, like, if Beck gets kicked out, they'll start living together and she'll offer her place. She literally went as far as looking for a potential suitor for her at that party, even though she was dating Joe. She would have had her on the side, like, as her little friend on the side. Not in a romantic way, just, like, she just wanted to keep Beck, like a little plaything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So she would have found her way to go to get around that, and Joe didn't want that because then, you know, Beck wouldn't be around. So she had to go, Brad. She's got to go. I found it hilarious. Also, oh my God, Raj. I'm going to talk about Raj. I'm sorry, Raj. You know that little sex scene that they had when she and Peach and Beck went to the house in like the countryside and Joe stalked them there, and Raj.
Yeah,
that thing they did in bed, that thing, and he was like, "Oh, I lit that killed me."
the potential threesome.
No, she fucked him, bro.
Peach?
Peach fucked Raj with a dildo. How did you miss that? That bit stuck with me so much because he was like, oh. he seemed like such a pushover anyway. But I think that's why I liked Peach so much. Like, she was so hardworking. She was the normalish one amongst them.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Who did you think it was?
I thought her two other friends, yeah, were more normal than Peach. Because Peach and Beck come from very different worlds. I think that's why Beck wants to be close to Peach, because she idolized what her life meant. She was like,
your life
is money, your life is status. Because Beck...
And she wanted that. She wanted access into that life, yeah.
And she was going into debt trying to be like them, because she couldn't afford the clothes they could afford.
Yeah.
They used to go out clubbing, and she couldn't afford the drinks that they ordered. She couldn't afford the food that she wanted. And she put herself in that debt to be like them.
Yeah. So they're clearly not good for her.
No. She's not good for them. No. That's the wrong saying.
They're not good for her.
She just chose the wrong time to be friends with them, I think. I think her friendship with them is fine. Because she wants to be like them. It encourages her to work hard herself.
Yes, but they wouldn't be friends with her if she didn't go out with them. Well... She thinks that they wouldn't be friends with her if she didn't go out with them and buy them those gifts and live the same lifestyle that they did. That's what she thinks.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily true.
That's not necessarily true, because Peach was just happy so that Beck was around. Yeah. Regardless of whether she could do anything.
In fact, she offered to pay for, like, her accommodation and everything.
Yeah.
But Beck wouldn't take it because she knew what that came with. I feel like she low-key knew that Peach was into her. I feel like she knew. Like, she even tried to have that conversation. Oh my god, that's the bit that I found so hilarious. So when the whole thing with Raj happened, where they tried to, like, you know, like a threesome, and she was like, okay, no, I'm not doing this. And she was like, I know that you're a Salinger, I know that you're this, and like, I know it's gonna be hard to come out. And Peach was like, she turned the table. She was like, I feel like if you have this idea of me, that is not on me. Like, that is a you thing. Do not put this on me. And I was like, Psycho 101. Someone call the police. Because this is Joe all over again. I mean, Peach is Joe. Like, because it's fucking creepy. But yeah, that bit was funny. How would you rate season one?
As an intro season, it's very good. It gives you everything you need from an intro season.
Yeah.
It gives you backstory. It gives you reasoning. Mm-hmm. It gives you an actual storyline to follow.
Yeah. I do have one slight issue.
What was that?
I guess, are there women out there that are that naive as Beck is?
Yes.
Because I find it very unusual that a woman living in New York City would not have curtains.
I mean, your old bathroom didn't have curtains.
Yes, it does.
The one in Leicester?
Yeah.
You just didn't put them on?
Yeah, I just didn't put them on.
Well, there you go.
Well, I had them. I just didn't put them on.
Well, maybe she had them too. She didn't have them.
Literally, she literally went shopping for them.
Because she was moving apartments.
No, she wasn't at the start.
Well, maybe not at the start, but maybe... She had a change of heart.
No.
But my point is, you were like, not like you were like Beth. I'm just saying, you didn't have curtains either.
But I did. I had one in my room. I didn't have one in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I did have one in the bathroom. I just didn't put it on. I did have it.
It's equally as important to have one as to put it on. And they argued.
She didn't even realise that she needed one, bro.
He masturbated to her as she was changing.
Yes. No. As she was masturbating.
Oh, yeah.
Because Benji came and didn't finish the job.
It was a very bad lay.
And also, he was a very bad lay as well. At first, anyway. His 8 seconds. 8 seconds.
Was it literally 8 seconds?
It was 8 seconds.
Damn.
Yeah. What did you think about her relationship with her dad?
I thought it was a very estranged relationship.
Yeah. Do you think she felt she was a bit too entitled? Or do you think that the parents are in the wrong? Like, who do you think is in the wrong? Not in the wrong, but who should reach? Who should be the one to reach out?
I mean, he did reach out to her.
He did? And she didn't like the family that he was with and the life that he was now living?
No. So what she didn't like is the fact that her dad couldn't support her anymore because her dad was going to start a family with his...
No, that's not what she didn't like.
Mm.
She didn't like the new family, the woman that he chose, the woman that... She had such an issue. She didn't like her because the woman put her dad, like, as if, no, she was the one that helped them, like, helped him recover. But that wasn't true because the dad was clean by the time they met.
Because he wasn't.
He was.
She took him to rehab.
He was clean.
He wasn't clean when they met.
He was. She said he was. She said she, like, the wife wasn't there when she had to hold his hand and, like, help him out all those years ago. So she doesn't get to be the one to celebrate his clean, like, him being clean and all of that. That should be hers. That was what Beck said. I remember because I actually watched it quite recently.
Okay.
From season one. Because I like it that much. I watched it again. So, like, do you like the wife, like, the dad's new wife?
I think she's fine, yeah.
No, I don't like her. She's too pompous, even the daughter. I wanted to slap them around, be like, fuck you. Yeah, I'm sorry. on this one, I sided Beck because I feel like I know where that... Like, I know those emotions. Like, I can sympathise with the emotions that she's having. While it's okay that her dad has made the decision that he's made, and obviously she was definitely milking her dad, entitled much... But the emotion that she's feeling, because now he's got this new family and everything is hunky-dory, but she didn't have that. He's starting this new family and, like, they're all happy. They're all, like, going to church and posting pictures on Instagram about how happy they are. But she never had that. And she's jealous and she hates him for it. And she just didn't want to be there. She, like, no.
Okay, but her dad's invited her to do those things with her. With him,
not with him, with them, the family. And she doesn't like that woman. She can't get over the fact that this woman is taking credit for her dad's recovery.
Well, she just has to put that aside. If you really truly want a relationship with your father or mother, mm-hmm. you'd have to.
You try. You have to.
If it means,
which was why she then. Started going to this whole Dickens thing and going for coffee every now and then. And he even invited her over for Christmas. But sometimes you just can't get over that initial contempt.
Then why didn't she just suggest that it would be just
them? She needed him for the money.
No. I'm not saying that she shouldn't go to the family thing. I'm saying she could have suggested, like, okay, I'll do this with your family, but why can't we me and you can do something after, just me and you.
Fair enough.
That's an awesome. I'm not saying that she had to completely cut off all the family, but she has to meet her dad halfway through, and her dad has to also meet her halfway because she wants that one-on-one time, mm-hmm. and he wants her to. She wants him to meet the family.
The dad that she wants to spend time with is not the dad that she has right now. The dad that she wants back is the dad from back then that used to do the red ladle thing. That's the dad she wants back, but that's not who he is right now.
Everyone changes.
Well, she couldn't handle it. That's it. But she couldn't handle it, but she needed the money, so she needed to be around him. So that's why she had that whole episode when she lashed out when they were having dinner. Also, another thing about her being naive, she bumps into him, like, everywhere she is. And she just... didn't clock on.
He had a reason for each time that they met.
Oh, Joy. I guess it's just too good, right?
He had a reason.
So, at the end, Dr. Nikki, or Dr. Nick.
The therapist?
Yes, the therapist. Oh, yeah. What did you think of him?
I like the therapist.
So, I did too. I do too. However, we didn't actually know the therapist. Like, properly.
We know he had a family.
Yeah, that's it. We don't even know, like, if he's, like, a bit of an arsehole.
Well, he cheated on his family, so he's definitely a dick.
He cheated, yeah, fair enough. But I think he's a good therapist. I think it's shocking that he didn't see who... I guess he did see who Joe was, but he just ignored it. Because there's no way. And I don't know. Maybe I feel like therapists have, like, superpowers and they should be able to see everything. But I guess not all therapists can... Like, he can only know what Joe reveals to him, so he wouldn't really know much. So I guess I couldn't blame him for that. But the him picking Dr. Nikki as the scapegoat
was a fantastic
justice.
Was actually fantastic, you know.
Oh my god!
I mean, at least he sorted out his family for life with his book tour, not the book tour, the book signing.
Oh, fantastic. You know what I'm just thinking now? Who gets Beck's money? It's going to go to her dad, the person she hates the most. Or maybe her brother, because I think she has a brother, right? That's literally all I kept thinking. Like, the money from the book, the money from...
I don't remember who her brother is.
They never introduced... That's another thing. They never introduced the brother. Surely
we should... Did she have a brother?
I think she had another sibling. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just imagining it.
Because that's the second sure season. Love has a brother.
Yes, I know. But when she was talking about her... Maybe... I don't know. But
I think Beth is the only
child. Who gets her money?
I mean, it'd be next of kin, but in this case, she doesn't have a next of kin, so it'd have to go to her parents.
Yes, and her the dad. That's so sad, man. That's so sad. Imagine I die and, like, all my money goes to someone that I don't really like that well. Because those kids, that family, they're definitely going to get some part of that money. Especially that woman. Mm-hmm. In fact, that woman's going to feel entitled to that money. Psycho. I don't like her. I think she's... Anyway, that's another thing. Oh, no! Her death. Beck's death. We need to talk about Beth's death. And there's also someone we're ignoring. Paco.
Candace coming back.
Well, Candace coming back, Paco as well, and then her death, right?
Okay.
In that order? So I don't remember the order. Candace, let's talk about Candace.
Candace came back and it ruined Joe. He felt sick to his stomach.
And he ran away. Let's talk about Candace at the end, please.
He literally goes through a whole different city to escape one girl that he tried to kill and failed.
Oh, it's just fantastic. Paco, what did you think about Paco?
I think Joe saw a lot of himself in Paco.
100%. I agree with that. And remember, Paco saw Beck when she was running away and she was begging Paco to open the door, and she was like, oh, Joe's a killer, but Joe has just helped him kill his mum's little side piece. And so I'm thinking that Paco thought, oh my god, she knows, so that's why he leaned and just ran away.
He's gonna be traumatized for life.
Yeah. And I also think it's weird how Paco is in California, because that's where they moved to.
He's not there.
That's where Paco and his mom moves to California, and Joe is in LA, CA. Like, surely, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just reading into everything too much.
Well, it's a very big area, I mean.
It is a very big area. They could have gone anywhere. Mm. Fair enough. But I think Paco was a good kid. He just got dealt a really, really bad card. And there's something there to be said about parents who have some kind of addiction. Because in a way...
I don't think it was addiction. His mum tried to leave, but the boyfriend was a police officer.
Yeah, but the mum is an addict. Remember, that was why she was put in the cage. because she had to be, I don't know, weaned off it.
In the cage?
Yeah, the mom went in the cage.
Joe's cage?
Yeah, Joe's cage. When he was dating the black lady, I forget her name. And by the way, she's so petty. The way she like looked at Beck up and down and like what she said to Beck when they broke up. Petty, but needed. And that was actually what triggered Beck into start looking into who Joe was. And looking into Candace and all of that. But, you know, that's another story. But yeah, she was in the little cage.
Paco didn't find that strange.
Paco, I think they told Paco that your mum needs to get well or something like that. And he got really upset with Joe at some point. And then Joe was meant to take him to like the cinema or something, but Joe forgot. And then the kids just lashed out. And then after that, the mum came home. And then that was when she took the cop back. Because she said, oh, everyone can change. But then the guy abused her, literally bit her black and blue. And then that was when Joe killed him and they left. Do you think that Joe killing him was right?
No.
Yeah, but if he didn't, he would never have, they would never have left. They would never have had a good life. He would have always been there and the boy would have been taken from her.
I mean, why couldn't he just lock him in the cage like he did with every other victim?
Everyone, almost everyone who'd gone in the cage ended up dead anyway.
See? Apart from the mother.
Well, yeah.
So
that's why I said almost everyone who goes in the jail.
Why couldn't he just lock him up and then, you know, let Paco and the mother escape to a different country?
He would have found them. He's a cop. And which country?
I don't know.
It's not that easy to leave.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure Joe could have fabricated some evidence to say he's a corrupt police officer, got his job stricken away from him.
Fair enough. Like, got something on him and got him thrown in jail. Yeah. That's actually a good move. Didn't think of that. I was all for Joe killing him. I was like, he's dirt.
He's very good at framing people. We see him in season 2.
I know. So, and you know, don't you think it's ironic how the cop was like, oh, I know you're kind. I know you. You're a no good weirdo, something, something. But ends up, he's also like that. That's why he can spot the bad eggs, because he's one of them. Dirt bag. Anyway, her death. Beck's death.
Tragic.
How do you think she could have played it to survive?
To survive? I mean, she was on the right track pretending to be back in love with him. She should just lean more into that.
Mm-hmm.
But she gave in and fucked it up.
Little shit. You're so dumb. Then see what I mean? See what I mean? She's so dumb. She's so dumb. Oh my God. I don't know.
Because he believed her.
And he did. Like,
you really changed your mind? She's like, no, you fuck up. And that ruined her whole life. She messed it up for herself.
And she should have paid more attention to Joy. She really should have. Because if she did, she would have noticed all the red flags. Because somebody did. But we'll get to that. So anyways, that's that on season 1, right?
Mm.
And then season 2.
Season 2.
Where we meet Love.
Who is the female version of Joy.
And Love.
Then, oh, she reads Joe, and Joe didn't see it. She was like, I spotted you, and I could see it in your eyes. You were just like me. He just didn't know it, but I could see it.
Love.
And she tried to mold him. She tried, and he didn't see it. He was like, I was doing it for you. She was like, nah, mate, I did it for you.
See, I think the whole theme of the series, he's in there, like at the end, right? He's in the cage because Love has locked him in there.
He's back. He's done a full circle.
And now he's thinking, what did Beck do? literally that bit right there was the bit that I was like, see, Beck, you need to take notes. This is how you do it. This is how it's done. And you know, another bit that I found funny was when Love told him who she was and everything she'd done and how she killed the people and how she had sex with that guy to make him jealous and how she basically, she's a psycho. And he goes, like, the look on his face, like, I could feel it from my seat on the chair. I was like, yeah, that's the fucking look. It was like, you're a psycho.
I made sure the curtains were slightly opaque so you could see through them as I was getting fucked. Because I was like, I knew you had a magnifying, what's that thing?
Yeah, his telescope.
I knew you had a telescope and you were looking at us. And you know, I did my best performance just for you. Like, you know, girl, you're a genius.
So, obviously now we know that Love is just as crazy as he is. Mm. Her relationship with her brother, what did you think about that?
Messed up. She kills a man and then her brother thinks it's him. She was too drunk to remember what happened, and he found a glass bottle near him, the one that killed him.
No, she put it in his hands.
When he woke up, it was near him, and he didn't. He thought he killed the woman.
Yeah, he did. And she just let them do it because, as usual, they'll just sweep it under the carpet.
But you know, they're rich. They paid off the whole police department.
Too right. How about? Oh my god, I forgot her name. Delilah and Ellie. Love and her brother, right? Mm. Yeah, okay.
She babies her brother too much.
Yes, she does.
And I feel like...
Love and her brother.
Mm. At one point, her brother finds out what Drew is like, and he's like, Love, don't you see? He's not the kind of man you want.
Yeah.
And Love's like, what do you mean? He's not the man that I want. And he goes like, da 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 da. And then he smashes a bottle over his head and knocks him out. Was it a bottle? She knocks him out at one point.
She knocks her brother out?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Because he had this evidence, like, Drew was a bad person.
Yeah, and then she said, I'm pregnant.
That wasn't then.
No?
That's... When she says she's pregnant, is when they're in the cage and Joe's trying to strangle her. She's like, you can't strangle me.
Yeah, but then at the end, they went to the wedding. And then after the wedding, the brother was calling them all up in their phones. He was like, meet me at another inn. And then they went there and he was going out. He was like, he's a bad person. He killed this person. He did this, he did that. And Joe was literally ready. And then he was like, and she told the brother, oh, I'm pregnant. And he was like, there's no way you're keeping that. Like, what, you don't think I know? I know. And then, like, you don't think I know how fucked up we are or how, you know, what you've done? I know. I'm not that stupid. And then he was, like, holding a gun to Joe's head because Joe was, like, kneeling down. And then the cop, who was looking, literally following somebody, I don't remember who he was following, that he then shot. The brother.
Joe shot the brother?
No, the cop shot the brother.
Oh, yeah, because he had a gun in his hand.
Yeah, because he was about to shoot Joe. And then they blamed everything on the brother. Meds. Yeah, even the pedophilia's death. They blamed it on the brother. What did you think about that, by the way? That little splash of Weinstein that they put in there? Or Epstein?
Well, this is before Epstein, though, was it not?
No, it came out last year, didn't it?
No, season 2.
Epstein was a while ago. Years ago. Epstein was definitely before season 2.
But I don't think there was a reference to that, though.
No, I'm just saying, like, there's a trend of pedophiles coming out lately in, like, the film industry. Is it? Kevin Spacey.
Haven't watched it.
Allegedly.
Never watched it.
No, Kevin Spacey, he's an actor. He's been recently accused of pedophilia. Oh. Allegedly. I don't know if like he's had like a conviction or whatever, but allegedly. But anyways, I like the little splash of that to showcase pedophilia in Hollywood. I think that was what they were trying to do, I'm assuming.
Yeah, because the girl went to a party and Joe figured out that the guy was praying.
Yeah. Don't you think that Joe has a sweet spot for orphans? Because season one is Paco, season two is Ellie, and I guess season three is going to be his child or someone he's going to, another person, another kid that he's going to fixate on.
I think he is vulnerability. Like he sees the danger because he's been through that danger himself. Yeah. So he's like, I don't want you to experience like me. Because he himself recognizes that he's blurred the lines. Mm.
And also, you know what? He also realizes that he's a bad person. But at the same time, he feels like he's entitled to love. Which I guess now he is.
Well, because he has love.
Because he has love.
Not by... He doesn't want to have love now that he knows he got played. I think he loves the chase, to be honest. Because when he found out that love wanted him, he was like, what? you did that because you wanted me? No. Back up. It's me that wants you.
He likes being the predator, and then he found out that he was the prey, and
that messed him up.
That messed him up real bad. But then he adapted quickly because he's out of the cage. He's a daddy.
Because he loves vulnerability and his child is a vulnerable person. Children.
Yeah, because he wants to save his child from
them.
The monster that's his mother. Not him, his mum. He thinks love is the bad person, not him. There's always a bad person.
It's them together.
Not to him, not to Joe. He knows he's a bad guy, but he's not that bad guy. He's the bad guy that cares. Love is the psychopath. Love is the one that doesn't... That's how he would justify it to himself. That's how he always justifies it to himself. The power of human justification, I think, is crazy. I can convince myself to do anything if I think it's for the greater good. That is insane. I feel like humans do that a lot. That's how we get ourselves into, like, really sticky situations. We convince ourselves that it's going to be good. We're doing it because it's going to be better for the other person or for them. It's entirely selfish, and we can convince ourselves. That's why women who's... I should probably not say this. It's very problematic. This is why I think that some women stay in relationships that have passed their, like, sell-by date. Is because we romanticize struggle. We convince ourselves all the time that, like, oh, it's okay, that's how it just usually is. Or, oh, yeah, he said that, no, that's fine. Like, he's just venting because he's angry. We make up excuses for these people or these people in our lives. And, like, we continuously just convince ourselves of, like, I mean, obviously, at some point, we get out of it, but we can convince ourselves to do almost anything.
Okay.
And I feel like that's what Joe does. He tells himself that he's not the bad guy and he's doing this for a greater good. He killed Peach because now she's out of Beck's life and Beck can live a better life. He killed Benji because Benji was bad for Beck and he was toxic. And he made her worry a lot. He killed... Who did he kill in season two? The bad
the
guy. The guy who killed the comedian, right?
The ID man, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't kill the ID guy. Will. The real Will. The real Will is dead. Is alive. That is another person who survives the cage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes to the foreign country and marries his
Thai lady.
Thai lady. And yeah. Him and... It's strange to have a friendship.
Yeah. I find that relationship very
strange,
enlightening, because we kind of, because he's playing therapist to Joe, right? So we kind of see, I guess it gives the audience a justification for Joe's behavior. Because then he starts asking Joe questions like, what is it, like, why are you like, is it something in your past? That, like, Joe really opens up to him. Like, really, really opens up. Like, even if he didn't know or notice, he did open up to him.
I mean, he had no choice.
True, he didn't have any
friends. He didn't have any friends.
Yeah. And that's probably why. And also, clearly, he deals with dangerous people all the time. The guy who owes 50K.
Yeah.
That cut Joe's finger off. Oh, I found that really funny. He killed that guy. But he killed that guy because he felt like he had no choice. He justified it because he was a bad guy. He was going to kill him or Will. So he killed him. Who else had to die? Because I feel like if Joe really, really thought that Candace was of a detriment to love, he would have killed her. He would have found a way and he would have killed her.
No, because he's, when he thought of love, not love, Candace, when
he was going to give up. He was.
He was so sick to his stomach.
And he was going to give up. He literally left. He was going to leave because of Candace.
Yeah.
But that was when, obviously, he realised that Love was a crazy person. But he didn't want to kill Candace. Because Candace's death initially was an accident. And then he decided to go bury her, like, in somewhere. But I don't think he intended to kill. The same thing. He didn't intend to kill Beck. It just so happens. And those deaths hunted him. So that's why he thinks he's not the bad guy. But he is. He's a creepy bastard. And a murderer.
Very true.
Very Dexter-like. Have you seen Dexter?
No. Mm.
Dexter is this guy who kills bad guys.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. He's a cop. Well, no, not a cop. He's correct. He works in the blood splashing department of the police. You know, like the people that go to the crime scene and they're like the blood spatter.
They analyze that?
Yeah. That's what he did. And he kills people. He kills bad guys. Anyways. So what are you looking forward to most in season 3?
Seeing how his relationship with Love has developed.
Yeah. I've seen the trailer and I'm so excited.
Yeah. Even with a new neighbor that he's been preying on.
I know. I want to see who that neighbor is. Like, I want to see her face. Because there's bare dead bodies I can see. There's just bodies dropping left and right. I'm like, what is going on? I'm so excited for next month. Like, I need to watch it right now.
So I don't know how he's going to pretend in front of Love, because Love can read him like a book.
Yeah, that's gonna be difficult. I feel like she's gonna read him and she's gonna do something crazy.
I think she might kill the neighbors herself before Joe gets to it. She's like, nah, mate, you can't be here romanticizing the people other than me.
And I feel like she's gonna blame the neighbor for being there when, like, it's your fault that he decided to chase you. That's what she's gonna Or he's going to start cheating and then she's going to start cheating to hurt him or something, or to make him pay attention. Probably not. I don't think he'll care. He wouldn't care.
I think he'll be so much, she'll befriend the neighbor so much that Joe has no option but to spend time with her. You know, it's like, oh, so me and the neighbor are going out for coffee, and Joe's like, what?
Anyway, I'm looking forward to season 3. I am. I'm excited. All right, so that is you. I know that we didn't really, like, go in depth or anything, but we will be doing that for season 3, yes?
Yep.
So every week we're gonna do an episode a week, and we will do like an in-depth review per episode, and I'm so excited.
I am too, you know.
So I've bit, I don't know, how do we sign this out?
So this was the CU show. I am Chairway.
I'm Achenna.
And this was our episode on you. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the CU show.